Our guest at the cafe this morning is Herald Banner movie reviewer Alice Reese. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Well, we start a new year, 2017. And we're going to be talking about two particular movies. One is called Hidden Figures, and the other is Lion. Now, Hidden Figures, this is about African-American women working for NASA in the early 60s?
Right.
And is this a true story?
Yes, it is. And I think it's not even too Disney-fied up. Sometimes they kind of play with the truth in these biopics. But this time, the facts are pretty well authentic.
Well, it's an interesting story. And first of all, I really didn't think very many women of any description worked for NASA at that time, but in particular, not African-American women.
Yeah, the main character who's played by Taraji Henson, she's Cookie on the show Empire, so she's a real tough gal. Here she's this genius mathematician. And that's how the movie starts, showing even as a child what how smart she was. But they lucked out in that in 1943, they allowed women to go to work for what was called then NACA, before NASA, and Virginia. And she was first a teacher, and so were the other ladies, the two that are also featured here. And she becomes so important that it's her work that enabled John Glenn and Alan Shepard to do their original orbits around the Earth.
Wow. And now do we see some, is there some space action?
Yes, there's some. And it's all strange to me because at that time NASA was based in Virginia. We think of it as Houston now. That was after LBJ was there. Mm-hmm. But everything was in Virginia. And these women were discriminated against even at work. But they even at this very modern space era place. But they got through it and were there when things became less segregated. Like, and the one thing I objected to was that they made a joke out of the fact that she had to walk almost a mile to go to the restroom. And I thought, that's not really funny. Mm-hmm. That was just, you know, discriminatory.
The one name, now you mentioned the other actress, the one name that was familiar to me is Octavia Spencer, who's
yes,
in this
Oscar winner and for The Help. And she she plays Dorothy Vaughn, another of the women. And Dorothy Vaughn and the third woman was played by Janelle Monáe, who is a singer mainly, but she's in two movies that are very good for the end of the year, Moonlight and this one too. And they both have passed away, but Katherine Johnson, who was the Taraji Henson character, is still alive. She's 98, and she got the Presidential Medal of Freedom last year from Mr. Obama, President Obama.
We're talking with Alice Reese, Herald Banner movie reviewer. Now, the second movie that we're talking about is Lion, and set in India. This is kind of a road movie, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's another documentary, and it is so true that you actually, in this one, you see all the real people at the end. They show them what they look like now.
Documentary or docudrama?
Docudrama, I'm sorry. Yeah. Docudrama, that's correct. They did have to change some things for this, but a young man, he was at the early part of the movie, he's played by Sonny Pavar. His name is Saru, and he gets on the wrong train. He's with his brother. They're selling some things, and he goes thousands of miles across India. Who knew India was so big? The town he ends up in was Calcutta. Mm-hmm. They don't even speak the same language as his hometown. They all have different languages, dialects, whatever. And so he survives as a street kid for a while. But then he lucks out and is adopted by a family in Hobart, Tasmania. And they are the Brierleys. The mom is played by Nicole Kidman, who I think should get an Oscar nomination for her role. She was really fine in this. He grows up and he decides that he can't do anything else except he just gets obsessed with this. I'm going to find my family. And Google Earth becomes his Bible in this because he had to follow all the train stations, and there are literally thousands of train stations there. And because he was 5 years old, he doesn't even know what his last name was, what his whatever. And anyway, it's very fascinating story, very well done and heart-tugging, but true.
Why lion? Why is it called lion?
They tell you the last sentence of the thing is when they reveal why that is.
You can't give that away.
No.
Well, the movies are Hidden Figures and Lion. I think you enjoyed both of those.
I did. Very much.
Yeah.
Highly recommend it.
Very good. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie reviewer, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.